Hi there. The word for you today is on making a difference. In Hebrews 11 verse 7 we read, "By faith Noah built an ark and saved his family." Now the story of Noah teaches us the following things. Number one, you can make a difference in your family. Hear it again, by faith Noah built an ark and saved his family. Noah's decision didn't just benefit him personally, it saved his entire household. It took many years, but he did it. And you know what? By God's grace, if you prayerfully and persistently keep going, you can win your family to Christ too. Number two, you can make a difference for future generations. You see, Noah didn't just survive the flood, but God used him to start the world all over again. What a calling. What an impact. What a legacy. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9, that the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. God's looking for people who'll partner with Him in fulfilling His purposes in the earth. But to qualify, you must be willing to stand out in the crowd. Noah believed in his vision when nobody else did. Difference makers are different. Don't let that bother you. And you can't be afraid to do something for the first time. Don't let the words, "it's never been done before," keep you from obeying God. Folks probably told Noah, "it's not raining. Who needs a boat?" But they were wrong, and Noah was right. And one more thought here. You've got to endure the rain in order to see the rainbow. So take your stand and believe God for what He's promised. He said He'd perform. And one third thing here. You can make a difference at any age. Stop putting yourself down because you're getting older. Noah was 500 years old when he started preaching and building the ark. It's not over till God says it's over. Bottom line, you can make a difference in your family.